Trinity Continuum Aeon, Luna Rocks, is a production of Simulacra Studios. You can catch the show live on alternate Thursdays on our Twitch channel, Simulacra TV. If you'd like to support the show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/simulacrastudios. Hello, hello, and welcome to Simulacra Studios Presents Trinity Continuum Aeon, Luna Rocks. I am your story guide, Scott. My pronouns are he, him. We have Murphy playing Hannah, Nigel playing Bram, Diane playing Frankie, and Puka playing Mycelian. How's everybody doing today?
Doing just fine here.
Awesome.
Doing good.
So, when last we left our punks on the moon, they were having a conversation with their, probably their most well-known, famous contact in the Bang scene, a freelance clairsentient by the name of Marty. They run a Bang club and have a reputation. They were discussing a big-time collaboration to not only play one of the most experimental and extravagant forms of Bang, a combination of a jump Bang and a Muzzian Bang show. That would be a psi-enhanced Bang show that is taking place in multiple worlds, all at sort of a teleportationally merged location. Something that has never been done before and would no doubt, cause huge waves in both like the scene as well as perhaps even the psionic medium itself. But there is another agenda at play here. Our punks on the moon have stumbled into some of the deepest secrets in the Trinity Continuum, in particularly about the maniacal and insidious alien race known as the Doyen, who does not like that any other species has any form of power and will either destroy or corrupt or control any race that they find in order to stop them from being a threat. And our punks want to uncover these monsters and cause them to flee in fear of being exposed, which is one of their species' deepest insecurities and fears. So when you're talking with Marty, because I believe when we left off, you guys were in the process of putting all some, if not all, of your cards on the table in regards to the Doyen and your other sort of agenda for this. What I need to know, how much are you telling them?
They're Hannah's friend. Hannah can decide.
And that's pretty much, I think, what we all decided was how much do you trust them, Hannah, and go for it if you do.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember what all we told them last time.
It's been a while, so I'm gonna retroactively say that we can remake those decisions.
Okay.
So that we can.
I know we do have the mind link up, but yeah.
You guys do have the mind link up. You can tell. Do you have Jersey, your Doyen refugee, included in that mind link?
That is up to Bram. I think you're the one who maintains it.
I'll say that yes, they are part of it. Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, we can retcon whatever it is that you said, so that you can guys finalize what you tell Marty about what it is that you're trying to do.
I know we told. Okay, I believe we told Marty about the existence of essentially talents.
Yeah.
And beyond, We'll go ahead and have made the decision to tell them about the Doyen and how they are the ones who took... Do we know they're the ones who got rid of the quanta kinetics?
Yes, you know that they were... Well, they did not directly do so. They manipulated the Psi Orders to get rid of them.
Yeah, yes. Basically, I probably tell them everything about the Doyen, honestly, because, that's something we're trying to get out there anyway, and they're going to have to know if we're putting the show together with them. It's probably just like, hey, I just got word vomiting up.
Okay.
unless you want to let them in the mind link with us, blah.
I'll
ask through the mind link. Jersey, do you want this person to know about you, or is that like a security threat?
Oh, you ask a very, very impertinent question, my friend. I can tell, just by you guys talking about this, that this is very hard to believe. I don't believe they are entirely buying it. So it may be necessary to open their mind, as I did to you. But that is another exposure of myself, which I am loath to do. What do you all believe we should do? I have come to rely on your opinions.
I think if we're doing this, you're going to kind of have to suffer the same kind of exposure we are, and this is probably a good time to get used to it. Also, you get to meet new friends.
Ah, that second thing is not as enticing as you may think, but you are absolutely right about the first thing.
I think that we should, if they are going to be crucial to putting on this Muzzy and Bang show, which they are going to be crucial for this, we're going to need their connections. We're going to need their support in this. Then we're in for a nickel, in for a pound. Yep. That's just how I feel about it. I feel if they're going to be that crucial, then we need to make sure they believe us. We need to make sure that they are on board and they know what's going on. So if you want my opinion on it from the paranoid person that I am, fuck it.
Out loud, I'm just like, I mean, I can introduce you to one of the Doyen right now, Marty, if you want. I kind of got one with me.
Concern over the face, like how into the deep end of crazy shit am I getting here?
Jersey, meet Marty, Jersey. I kind of like, I have my bang board with me. So like usually Jersey just talks to the bang board, but I guess they can use me if they want. But
Jersey kind of like Jersey asked the mind link, Mycelian, what is your call on this?
I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm mostly just kind of perplexed and amused by, you know, Hannah essentially introducing a bowl of sentient phosphorescent jello to Marty. I'm just kind of here for the ride.
Very well then. I suppose that settles it then. There is this very kind of very much like a potato through a garden hose, feeling, of just something coming out of you, Hannah. There is a sixth entity in the room. This incredibly bright.
I had transmutation.
Oh shit. there's an incredibly bright, powerful, very shapeless, but still, has a form to it. Erupts into the center of the room. Marty, like, gets back a few paces.
Be cool, Marty. Be cool.
And you guys hear Jersey's voice sort of make its way into the telepathic mind link because it doesn't really speak otherwise. And it says, "Hello, Marty. I am known as Jersey of this race that my friends have been telling you, of the Doyen. I could share much with you if you would open your mind in way of showing you and proving to you who and what we are." And Marty's like, hold on a second. And like, you see Marty kind of like shake off the shock. And, Hannah, you begin to feel through your own clairsentience, the bringing up of clairsentient faculties, as Marty examines this being. For a few moments, And says, "Well, I don't think you're some sort of illusion or anything like that. Although, Mycelian, if this is you, I'm very, very impressed."
I would never do something so simple.
There's just a wave of indignance from Jersey, there is a powerful. Those of you with a psychic connection feel a powerful psychic connection form between Marty and Jersey. And there's a few moments goes by as they are clearly in deep telepathic contact with one another. At the end of which Marty kind of like slumps a little bit and says, "Well, holy fucking shit."
Did they show you that whole thing?
I believe I definitely saw enough. I'll say that.
Yeah, it happens.
Right, so this little show of mine just became ours just became the most important goddamn thing I've ever done in my fucking life. I don't know about the lot of you.
That would be the point.
Yeah. Right, so we've got to do this right then.
Agreed. Yeah.
Ideally.
Right, well, you definitely have my full attention, and I am definitely going to start... pulling some serious, serious work into this. You definitely have my back on this. But you're going to need to call out to all your friends, all your contacts, anyone you can get on board. Something of this scale, I've only done maybe one or two shows that are anywhere near as big in scope as what you're talking about here, and This is going to and is going to have to be even bigger than that. So if you got friends, people you can call on to lend you support, you need to start doing that right about now. I definitely have work to do, but yeah. Shit. Now, I'm assuming
we're on the same page, at least.
Well, I'm assuming, and it would make sense that you guys haven't really. I know you have some connections to the ISRA. I'm assuming you're not roping them in to any of this.
Not right now, no. Mostly because
they're open to.
Yeah,
they're vulnerable to being. Yeah, spied upon and or possessed.
Yeah, you're not wrong. If half of what I was shown is true, then yeah, the bigger they are, the more vulnerable they are to this sort of thing. Makes a lot of things make sense about how things have been going.
Really? Like
Frankie just grins. Like, yeah.
Well, the shit with the Chitabaranu, that's always been a, many of us didn't feel right about that, and all sorts of other things, the shit with the chromatics, like that makes a little bit more sense now. But look, all right, I'm on board. I've got work to do to get this started, got it going. Do you guys need anything from me before we meet back up or have another meeting about this?
We don't, compared to you, we're kind of small fry, so we'll call what contacts we can, and we got some, but I think we're going to have to depend a fair bit on yours as well.
Here's the thing. I think it might be best, because this is going to be a multi... we're going to get multiple bang groups on this. They're all going to have their own show to sort of incorporate. This is going to be kind of like a festival kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm definitely going to support you, I think for what you guys are doing, it would be best if you mainly drew upon your own context. The more big resources, like the sort of things that I can pull upon, like Aeon or the Psi Orders or anything like that, the louder we go on your side of it, the more attention it's going to bring.
Fair enough.
So I think this is just my suggestion. You guys try and draw as much as you can for your part of it. Like my thought is that what we do is I'll start coordinating. I won't tell people what's going on, but I'll be making these suggestions to like have everyone's project sort of build up to yours.
I like it.
I'll put my own spin on things that's not obvious, but it will sort of build a foundation for when you guys do your thing. Your thing will be the big finale. We'll have built up to it with everyone else's project.
The terrifying reveal.
Yeah, you know, the wide open, looking into the abyss of the cosmos and seeing the monster inside of it. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Normally I don't go that dark, but, you know, hell. We gotta shock people, don't we?
I mean, well, it will shock them for sure.
Right, so that's my suggestion. That's what I'm going to be working on. If you guys need help directly, I'm here. But I think it's best if you guys sort of keep things with people you're already dealing with. The more you stretch out, the more they might pick up on what's going on.
Yeah, no, I think we can do that.
That makes sense.
We'll
get a lot of attention mundanely just through the fact that we're putting together this big Muzzy and Bang Jump show. So we're going to be getting a lot of attention.
I mean, no, we're blowing everybody else out of the water. We're setting the bar. Like, don't get me wrong, changing the fate of the galaxy, amazing. But, you know, putting on the best show that's ever been done and setting a new standard, I mean, that's a personal goal for me. Right, so
I'm excited.
So I'm going to get going. You guys get to work. Call me if you need anything.
Thank you.
And thin slice of heaven, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. And they head out. To remind everyone, we're in the scene is taking place in one of Abraham's bolt holes somewhere in Luna, in Olympus. So they leave you behind. Jersey is just kind of like floating anxiously, zubba, 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 kind of vibrating a little bit. He's like, okay, well, I am now uncomfortable. I don't like being out. Kind of assesses Hannah. Ah, like looks over, have Bram and Mycelian, have you guys also developed your quantum kinetics? Like,
oh, just maybe.
Oh, hello. Ah, from the outside it's clearer. I see. Well, okay.
You're welcome back. Look, we're putting a lot of trust and reliance in you. You could maybe extend some of that back my way.
I could. It's just, you know, little shocking. Okay. If you would be okay with it. I think, yes, going back inside you, Hannah, would be good.
Unless anybody else wants to host, of course, you're welcome.
Are you okay for it? I mean, it's not like putting the strain on you or nothing?
It's not. I don't think I would feel comfortable with you, Bram. You've definitely developed a terrifying aspect of that power. If you don't mind me saying...
Sorry.
I understand. We have enemies of my species, among our species, and you having that capacity is good. It just makes me, if I had a mouth, I would want to vomit.
I understand, and I'm sorry. But like you said, if we're going up against others, I would rather we have something that we can use against them. But I would never want to use this against you. And I don't want you to be afraid of that from me.
It kind of covers a little bit, kind of bobs. And it kind of like turns its attention to Frankie for a moment and says, although I will say, as I've learned more about what you can do, Miss Frankie, I'm intrigued to explore possibilities.
What?
I think that's the only one of us that wasn't into having a roommate.
I understand. I'm just saying that there are... It is clear that you possess abilities that other avenues could be explored if we were to spend some time together.
No.
Very well. And it kind of like...
I mean, Anna does give also a slight head shake at that. Not the no, but at the that, because I do recall.
Mm-hmm.
I could use Frankie's abilities to make a getaway. Mm-hmm. I'll do it, Frankie.
If Hannah needs a break, then Jersey, you're welcome to live in my head for a while. There's food, there's stuff, you know.
You know,
change of scenery sometimes.
Perhaps a change of scenery, and I understand I have been a burden on you, Hannah. And yes, Mycelian, if you would like to host, I would gladly take you up on that offer.
What do I have to do with my brain?
Just relax, you know.
Did ask me to stay sober, Mice.
Now that I'm more comfortable being in a human body, it's not something I have much memories of. I would not wish to come into your house and tell you what you can and cannot do with it. But I ask that we perhaps take it slow.
we'll go through like the lower tier stuff and see how that goes.
Excellent. Wonderful.
You might enjoy it, you know.
Have fun.
I may. Okay, well, I am going to join with you now. So, relax your mind, and, you know, here we go. And it sort of zips over, and that feeling of too much stuff going through a too small hole. And then, you definitely feel more whole, more stuffed, full of extra consciousness. And as with Hannah, when you roll anything psi related, you have +2 dice.
Oh, that's why I wanted to keep them. I forgot. Oh, damn. Mice
is probably this is the most coherent I've felt in years.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, all right. So, what would you guys like to do now?
This is interesting. I feel like I've got more fingers, but on the inside.
Well,
that can be arranged.
I would like to visit my mom because it's been a minute. And I'm going to ask Hannah to come along with me.
All right.
If we have some time to do that between all of our intense planning sessions.
I wouldn't mind taking a break.
Do you want all of us to go, or do you just want Hannah to go?
Maybe just us this time.
I'm going to be telling her about me. And I don't know. I feel like that's going to be intense, and I don't know if I want you around for that. You know, I don't know if...
Okay.
I mean, I do, because I like you, you know? But I don't know. I would like you to come. Yeah.
I don't mind coming. I would like to be there to support you. I mean, if shit goes tits up, I'm probably the only one of us that could try to undo what was done.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. I mean, Mice, you want to come with? You don't want to just keep it to day tripping, I guess? Make a potty of it?
I'm happy to if Jersey's okay with it. I don't want to go out too much if it's going to expose them to risk.
Jersey, through the links, is are you planning on doing anything psionic?
I mean, our plans have not always unfolded in the way that we thought they were. I can say we don't plan to.
Maybe.
I can say I don't plan to, but I'll just stay in. It's fine. It's cool. I got work to do.
Yes, yes. I think if you are going to be doing anything with your abilities, out and about, then I think I might be more comfortable not attending.
It's all cool. I got some three-dimensional fractals to render, so I'll stay.
Fascinating. Okay, so we will split the party. We'll have Hannah, Bram, and Frankie heading over to Mom's place. I believe you had started the... Yeah, you'd spoken with some people through with Frankie's father's organization to start the wheels on getting her moved already.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, we'll go over to Frankie's mom's. It's in a sort of tenement, mini-arcology, where, sort of basic housing is provided by the City of Olympus to people who are not capable of getting anything fancy on their own. It's sort of down twisting hallways of many, many stacked upon stacked housing units. And the three of you come to the door. Bram, do you just go right in, or do you knock on, or hit the buzzer?
I've got a key, but I don't know. I'm polite enough to at least knock, and I'll hit the buzzer. Hey, Ma, you in?
There's some something. Yes, come on in, sweetie.
I'll head on in.
And it's been a hot minute, so Bram, why don't you describe your mother again for the group and the listeners?
Sure. Oh man, I hope I get it right. My mother is Zofia. She is a small woman of indeterminate but somewhat European descent. Swarthy skin, dark hair, black but already going rather silver gray, just kind of shot through, very long, keeps it in a braid. Is never without her rosary. And she left Earth and actually took the risk of coming to the moon when she was pregnant with Bram. So great was her fear of just how bad Earth had become. She would rather live in the uncertainty of Olympus with a newborn and as a single mother than risk any more time on the Earth. She felt that the moon was the safer place. She is also a double amputee. She is missing both legs above the knee. To make ends meet, she worked in an unregulated lunar mine and suffered a rather severe accident over the course of her time there, and wears prosthetics to get around, but them not being the wealthiest of families, she was really only ever able to afford some pretty low quality ones. One of the reasons why Bram eventually went into a life of crime was to help support her medical needs.
Okay. Yeah. So she comes out. She's like, make yourselves at home. Do I hear your friends out there?
Yes.
Yeah. There's some leftovers in the fridge. Help yourself to whatever. I just gotta get myself ready to come talk to you. And you guys, can hear in their room like. What Bram recognizes the sounds of her getting her legs on.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll actually come on and knock on the door because I've helped her get in and out of her prosthetics so many times. It's not even a thing that he thinks about. Like, he knows that's what she's doing. He gets up to go help her.
Okay. You do that. What about Frankie and Hannah? Do you guys stay in the kitchen, or what's the plan?
I pour myself a glass of water in the kitchen.
Yeah, I think Frankie will just, probably get refreshments for everybody.
Sure. All right, so Graham, you go to your mom's room. She says to come on in. Says like, oh, sweetie, you don't have to. It's fine. I can help. I can take care of myself.
Yeah, but, I always want to help, so.
Well, that's because you're a good boy. All right, well, just hand me the tightener.
I'll pick up. It's just a little spanner. It's, you know, probably it was once shiny, like steel at one point, but now it's just black with age, and I'll pass it along.
Yeah, and she tightens a few things, some straps and bolts, eventually comes back out to the kitchen with you, Bram.
And says, like, before, like, she does, like, when she's, like, kind of getting ready and kind of at the threshold, I grab her wrist, and, like, it's almost like a childlike moment of just wanting to be, like, here and kind of have this, I don't know. The house has always been a space for the two of us, but in this, like, this ritual is something that I've just helped you with so many times, sometimes asked for, sometimes unbidden, and I just kind of, like, Ma,
what is it, Brad?
You know I love you, right?
Of course I know I love you. You've been such a good son.
Okay. I just...
What's bothering you, son? What's going on in that head of yours?
A lot. A lot lately. Something happened and I'm fine, but it was a real big shift in kind of everything. And, you know, I don't really know how to tell you without making you upset or I don't know.
You're not an aberrant, are you?
No.
As long as you're not an aberrant, there's nothing you can do. I'd have to talk to Jesus a lot if you'd become one of those things. But beyond that, there's nothing you could do.
Can I show you something?
Sure.
And I hold her hand, and I want to establish. I drop the mind link with everybody else. I said, like, a quick, I'm okay, and I just drop it. And I want to establish a mind link with my mom. And what I want to do is I want it to be all of the favorite memories I have of her. Like, from as far back as I can possibly recall. Like, watching her cook dinner when she's still, you know, before the accident. When I was just, you know, 3 or maybe 4 years old, you know, her holding me, like, up in the lower lunar gravity, every skinned knee, every lost tooth, memories that I know she has too, because they're things that we reminisce about, you know, all the time, but they are all from my point of view. I want to share that with her as a way of, like, opening up this mind link with her.
Give me an empathy roll, please.
Okay. Let's see. I have a dot in empathy.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Can I do, I guess presence empathy work? That's 3.
That would be appropriate.
Can I borrow some momentum for this, folks?
I would like to have some if she wants the, in case she wants the thing, but yeah, like maybe leave 2.
I'd like 2 then. That'll give me up to a dice pool of 5.
Okay.
Go for it.
God, it's going to be awesome if she turns out to be a telepath too.
Oh, thank God. That's 2 successes, one of which is a 10. So re-rolling 1. 4. 2 successes.
Okay. It's a rush kind of thing. You don't, like, you're not able to sort of marshal the connection because it sort of overwhelms you a little bit as you sort of start getting this telepathic feedback of, like, your memories flowing into her memories flowing back into you. It becomes kind of an uncontrolled torrent, but you definitely get all that across. and like she's like back on the bed, like head to her Tantor temple, like tears coming out of her eyes, and says, oh sweetie, what happened?
It didn't need no tank.
What?
It just happens to some people.
That's...
And it's the same thing, but it's different. And Ma, I can see the world in such a different way.
I can only imagine. I mean, that's so... I don't understand. I mean, I believe you. I believe you, honey, but... I mean, it's a miracle.
Yeah. It was something down in the tunnels, and I was security detail for the folks out there, and I fought it off, but it caught me, and there was just this... Every fear that you ever had, I felt all at once. And just this thing woke up inside of me, and I pushed it away, but I didn't use my hands. And I could hear people and what they were thinking. And how I'm seeing the world in ways that even other Scions don't see.
When what, how long has this been?
Couple of months.
She gives you an old lady like slap on the shoulder. Like, how you've been keeping this from me for months.
I don't know how to tell you, Ma.
You just look open at me. You just open your fucking mouth. Or maybe, you know, maybe it's even easier for you. Oh God. Oh sweet Jesus, my boy. Why would you hide something like this from me?
I wanted to keep you safe. Yes.
Well, you got fucking superpowers.
Yeah, but I'm just one guy. But you're right, and I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry.
I mean, are you going to join one of the orders?
Maybe someday.
Don't you fucking join the Legion, son. Do not. I don't want you out there. You know, I don't care what God has given you, but no son of mine is going to risk his neck fighting those monsters day in, day out.
I ain't going to join the Legion, Ma.
Good.
Maybe someday. I don't know. We can go out now, but I just...
Before
we say anything else, I wanted to share that with you.
So your friends know.
Yeah, they're friends, and Frankie's more than a friend, and I got a whole lot more bombshells to drop on you, so let's go on.
Oh boy, oh joy. Yeah, okay, all right, yeah, you're going to help me, because I'm a little shook.
I'll just, like, kind of pick her up.
Yeah. Bram and his mom come out, and she's like, "Hello, Hannah. Hello, Frankie. Thank you for visiting. I understand that you've been having adventures with my psychic son here."
Oh, good. He told you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect either of you to be as forthcoming, but, you know, hey, you know, it's fine. Water under the bridge. What can I do for you? What can I help you with?
Frankie gets... a look on her face, like she's just like, when she says not as forthcoming, and she just kind of like crosses her arms over her chest with a almost hurt look, because she's not psychic.
No, but you manipulate reality itself. I kind of put my hand on Sophia's shoulder and give it a squeeze, and then I walk over to Frankie and just give her a really big hug. And, like, through the connection with my mom, I want her to feel, like, the love that I have for Frankie in this moment, too, so that she kind of understands that there is that, there is that too here at the, at this moment.
Yeah, you kind of get back from her. Like, this is a woman who has developed excellent compartmentalization skills.
yeah.
So she's like, noted, that goes into that bin. Right now, right now I've got this mess to deal with.
And with that, I'll kind of look over to her and I'll just be like, I'm gonna turn it off now just so we can talk, you know, the normal way.
Thank you. It's not, you know, I don't know how it is with you lot, but that's a little jarring.
Yeah, and I'll just let the link end. So Hannah, you're up.
Oh, did you ask her?
No.
Oh.
She doesn't even know you're psychic.
She does now. Yeah, so yourself's what? Not the only one who got that thing out who yeah.
No, I'm not psychic.
She's not I'll hold Frankie and kind of give her like a jostle. She ain't. She's normal.
Well, no, I'm not.
But I'm normal-ish, yes.
Yeah, so I wasn't blessed with the same kind of powers your son was.
Another thing goes into the bin.
I wasn't blessed with the same kind of powers your son was, but I did get a touch of vitakinesis, and I was wondering if you wanted me to try to I don't know how the polite way to say this is. I kind of just point to her prosthesis. It might take me a couple of tries, but I'm pretty sure I can make that happen. If you want. I don't have to. I got pretty good at it pretty fast, though.
Good God. I mean, do you know how long the lists are for that kind of... I mean...
Yeah, I'm not part of the organization, so I don't really have to worry about waiting lists.
I mean... You know, you're telling me you can do this thing, and of course, I've gotten used to this shit, but I'm not fucking in love with them.
Fair enough.
So you're gonna attempt to let's review the rules.
Regenerate.
Here.
So I'll have to push from 3 up to 5.
Okay, so that's gonna cost an additional psi and be an additional difficulty.
Yes.
So let me just make sure that I know. What the?
Yeah, I'll have to generate. It's basically 3 successes, or I can make up for successes for psi point per limb to regenerate.
Okay. Is it restore template?
Restore template.
Okay.
The 5th one.
Okay, yeah. So
extra psi.
Yeah, limb. Yeah, you need 3 successes per limb. But this will cost you 3 psi points to attempt. And it's going to be an additional difficulty. Go ahead and make your Psi plus Vitakinesis roll. Iatorius roll.
Yes. Do you guys mind if I use one of the momentum that's left?
Go right ahead.
Yes, please.
Cool.
I mean, if you're feeling froggy, use both. I don't care.
I will.
All right.
For danger. I guess we probably... You might need to take those off before I get started on...
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and do my roll, but... I guess you can.
Yep, I've taken care of it.
Yeah. Oh my god. No.
Was that a good noise or?
No.
Oh no.
Oh, thank goodness. Right. Well, I only got 2 successes on 8 dice, but I can buy up what I need.
Okay.
Because that is enough to push me over, and I still have just enough psi points.
Okay, so you're just going to basically...
4 on that. Yep.
Yeah, you're gonna just call upon your reserves.
Sorry, clicking them all off. So, yes. So, yeah, I use my...
I have to be a party pooper here. It says you cannot regenerate any injury greater than psi plus mode dots in
months. No, if I use the 5th level one, you can.
Okay, you're using the 5th level. Okay, so you're using the adjust template.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Got
so I had to spend the 4 psi to even try.
Okay, all right. And then it was, then it would have been a total of 3 difficulties. Okay. All right. But so, yeah, you get, you hit the, if you got 4 successes, you hit the difficulty, you're able to activate the power.
Oh, no, I only got 2 successes. Sorry. I thought that was only 1 extra one. So, basically, so I got 2 successes. If it's 2 difficulty, then I'm not able to buy that off, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, you are not able to activate the power.
So, could I use my power to assist her with getting a reroll?
This is one of those things where you're using flux to try and help with the psi thing, and those are streams that don't cross. Do you have a gift or I don't think a dramatic edit would help with this, because mm-hmm. you're using 2 entirely different sets of energy. But if you had some sort of gift that would provide that ability.
No, I
oh,
do not.
Wait, that's favored mode, which I think gives me 1 enhancement. Let me
it does give you 1 enhancement, yes.
So that gives me, so that's 3 successes total. Is that enough to activate it? And then I can still spend the psi points to actually do it? Or was it 3 total difficult, or was it 2? Ah. Basically, I'm trying to figure out how much difficulty
okay.
I need.
Okay, so, no, okay, yeah. It would be +2 difficulty. So you would need, if you had the power, it'd be 1 difficulty. Yeah, no, if you hit 3 successes, you can do it and spend all your psi with your favored mode.
Yeah, if I spend all my psi, then yeah. I can still do it.
Okay.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah. So, yeah. What does this look like? I mean, Bram, you get her prosthetics off.
Right.
And like get her on in a comfortable chair, I'm assuming, before you guys start this. But yeah, you know, so Hannah, you're able to apply your psychic power.
I probably just take her hand and like, this is weird. So I'm like looking away and drinking a glass of water while I do like just like okay, like Hannah's being the one who's weirdly squeamish about this. And then just, I don't know how the regenerating limbs actually looks when that happens, but that's how Panna goes about, like, trying to reach for this power that she hasn't really exercised before.
Okay, yeah, so you just sort of push all of your energy into it. You hit that gas pedal for healing as far as you can go. And, yeah, you feel just all of your energy just sort of dump into Sophia, what it looks like is just, it's like light starts to grow on the edges of where her legs are cut off at, and it sort of starts to extend down as the light just layer by layer converts into flesh.
Cool.
It is like Sophia is, she's not in pain, but it's like she's undergoing a great deal of effort without any volition. Like this thing is seizing control of her body and, making it do things, to facilitate the process. She is not capable of like speaking or anything, but like she, at some point in the process, she like gasps a little bit and like motions to her throat, in a way that is like obvious water, she, and someone's able to hand her a glass of water. Yeah. She downs it. And it's just over the course of about 15 minutes, this power reconstructs her legs. In a way that seems to be sort of harmonious. It's not like she has like, you know, the legs she had 10 or so years ago. They look like her own legs as you, it's kind of like you take her template, because what you're doing here is it's the power called a just template. You're taking the way that the psionic universe recognizes Sophia as Sophia, which, because this injury has happened so long ago, her template has shifted to mean a Sophia does not have legs beyond this point in term as far as the psionic universe considers. You are essentially like clicking and dragging that template to fill in the missing legs. So yeah, you regrow her legs and they are functional. Like she's able to move them a little bit. And she says, Oh my God. Food. I'm so hungry. Oh my God. That took so much out of me.
I go to the fridge and get every last, leftover.
Me too, Bram.
And I'll hand each of them like a bowl of just lasagna.
Yeah. And Hannah and Sophia proceed to say and eat.
After we're done, I'm so tired now. Did it work? Oh, thank God.
and she like put some experimental weight on them and she's a little shaky. But event like over the course of about a minute, she stands up on her own two legs.
Feel normal?
Not exactly, but you know, what is normal?
That is a good question. It's been a hot minute.
And she goes to like put an arm around you, and motions over to Bram as well.
Oh, I hug her back.
And like then like a beat later, motions over to Frankie too.
Frankie will hug her.
This is unbelievable. I mean, you've been given such a gift. The both of you.
You're not wrong. I'm glad I got a chance to use it for something good.
Yeah.
I can't do that a lot. I'm not... That takes a...
I can tell.
That takes a lot out of me.
I can tell.
Yeah. She's smiling real big. Like, she definitely has, like, a sense of accomplishment. Like, the look on her face of like, oh, I did it!
Oh. And there's just kind of like an afterglow moment of this amazing thing has happened, which is broken, Frankie, by your communicator app on your minicomp starting to ring. And the entry for Cousin Maria comes up.
But she's kind of like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, say what you're going to say.
Frankie kind of looks down and she just kind of like looks back towards the ceiling with this, oh God, look on her face. And like she goes, one moment. And she steps away and like just to the other side of the room and like picks up the call.
Okay. And we'll move over back to Mycelian. Where do you go after the group splits up, Mycelian?
So... I'm trying to remember, were we at the hidey hole because we thought the crash pad was not safe?
I think you just, it was just an abundance of caution.
Okay.
Like I think, yeah, nothing bad had happened in like the course of the couple of days.
I believe Marty had wanted to meet us somewhere neutral.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Mice is going to start making their way back to the crash pad to start working on this show and trying not to act any more unusually than usual to draw attention to the passenger.
Okay. So, you're going to start working on the show. It's at this point, we're going to bring out the bang rules. My listeners, this is something I always wanted to have included in Beyond Electric Dreams, which is the Story Path Nexus book that this campaign is sort of based off of. This is rules for not only putting on bang shows, but for sort of growing your career and becoming an intergalactic bang superstar. It's included in the book now, by the way. If you purchased it, update your copy. If you want to learn more, buy the book. What we're going to do is as Mycelian starts to work on it, in general, we're going to start putting together the project. So the first thing that we need to discuss, is the splash rating. And Splash is like the cultural impact of what this thing is going to be. All of these ratings go from 1 to 6. And I'm going to tell you right now, exposing the Doyen is a Splash 6 project. We'll skip over clout for the time being, and go on to reach, which is sort of how far you want this to go out. And I'm assuming you guys all, and although Mice is starting progress, I'm talking to all of you about this, because you guys have been starting to do the groundwork on this. So I'm assuming you guys want this to go as far and wide as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So that will also be a reach of 6.
Just as a question, do we need it to go as far and wide as possible, or do we need to get it to, like, certainly we want to involve other collectives in a bunch of other places, but does it need to reach, like, every last citizen of Earth? Or will that happen on its own, do we think?
I will say that it depends. I mean, because you are going to be doing a jump bang project, which is going to have some sort of inherent I would say, like, 6 is all of human space. Like, all the colonies, all the outposts that humanity has.
Let's do 6. Let's go big or go home. Fuck it. It's our big show. Let's do it.
My sense is just that 6 is going to be harder to accomplish than, say, 5.
Yes, exactly. And, you know,
okay,
what's out there, it's out there. It'll keep going.
Okay, fine.
I will say, though, given that you guys have done a number of bang shows, because part of this is sort of your organizational scale, because this kind of merges with the rules that are presented in Mission Statements, which is a book about, like, non-Psi Order organizations, and they actually have rules for organizational level play.
Hmm.
I will say that you guys have done enough bang shows, gotten popular enough, that you are at reach level. Your organizational scale is 2. Hold on. Actually, I'm going to ask you a question. You would have enough power. You would have gotten enough to... hold on. I'm trying to review my own rules here. You would definitely have done enough to get your organization level to 1 and your scale to 1. And I would say that you would have had enough to raise either of those. So your organizational level is essentially how big of a deal you are in terms of, like, your general popularity in the scale of your organization. So right now you have an organizational scale of 1. So you're a big deal on Luna. So would you want to be a bigger deal in Luna, or as popular as you are on Luna, on basically on Earth as well? Hmm. And to give you my suggestion, I would suggest that you up your organizational scale, because this will give you additional phantom dots in reach that will make it easier to pull the project.
Good to me, then.
Okay. So, yeah. So, while you guys are kind of still a minor thing, anyone who's anyone in the scene, both on Luna and on Earth, has heard of Wonderroot. So, that will go into your reach, so you basically have 2 phantom dots of reach that won't be included in the calculation. So, if you want to go to 6, that would be 4.
4 we have to make.
Yeah, 4 to actually go into the calculation. So you're up at 10. Now, the final thing is clout. And this is essentially how famous this particular performance will make you. It goes from 1 to 6, the higher you go, the more popular will be afterward. But it makes it more difficult, and you have to jump through more hoops to make it happen.
You know, I'm actually sacrificing that one pretty heavily, since this is more about getting a message out than growing us as a brand.
Yeah, but are we also including wanted in the definition of famous? Because I feel like that might happen.
It's true that some of this may be forced upon us.
Yeah, clout is only positive. Your infamy is not included into this.
Then I'm with Hannah. So.
Yeah,
And it would be great to be known as like the ones who busted open the conspiracy and everything, but that's less important than busting open the conspiracy.
Then, like,
so you can go as low as one.
We don't have that forever.
You can go as low as one.
Let's go. I mean, my own vote would be to keep this one low, just because we're trying to do so much with our splash and our reach. But
I mean, that's fair.
I'm okay with 2, if that, like 2 would be fine.
Okay, I will settle for 2. It's like, you know, this is like Frankie's like thing.
Okay.
Literally Frankie's thing.
There are rules for a character stealing clout points for their own benefit.
Yeah.
But we will not have to deal with that right now. Your splash. So we're gonna go splash 6, clout 2, reach effective 6, but you're only paying for 4.
Right.
So that means that you guys are gonna have to overcome 12 milestones.
All right.
Which milestones are? What we call them in this version of the rules, moments. These are like getting, like a milestone would be arranging for security, writing the lyrics, making the art, securing the venue, all the little things that go into putting the project together and getting it ready for the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will have to accomplish 12 of those.
Okay. All
right. Now, let's see here. The next thing that we have to take into effect is source. And this is essentially where you guys' powers come into it. So your source, you calculate source by taking the average source rating, which is psi, inspiration, or quantum, round it down. No one here is a superior, so we don't have to deal with any of the superior version of this. So, what is everyone's source rating?
4. My size 4.
Okay, so 3, 3, and 4. 4, 3, 3, 4, and 4. So what is the average of that?
I should have bought that extra dot of psi.
Me too.
This can change. I mean, since this is going to take, putting this together is going to take multiple games. If you get enough psi to raise it, then we will bring that into the effect.
Does Jersey have any impact on this?
Let's see.
Can we round up instead of down with Jersey?
Because the average is 3.5.
Yeah. So this is going to be 3. That's a good question. That would be a question.
Part of the show.
Yeah, he's literally part of the show. That is a band decision. Do you let Jersey become a member of Wonderroot?
I guess.
Jersey, can you go outside while we take a vote?
I'm no corporealist. I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. So that will actually then that will factor into the calculation. Let's see, what does the size? There are stats for Doyen, so we would include them in the calculation. Let me look that up.
Also, just a, it's been a bit. When Puka had to go for a bit and Puka came back, didn't we all get a path rating?
Yes, you all got an additional path dot okay. as a result of that, which I believe everyone took into account.
Yes, I don't have it marked on my sheet which path rating I took.
I thought you took Wonder Root.
I think I took Wonder Root too, but I was just like, that's not on my sheet.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I took Wonder Root, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I took Wonder Root because I was the only one that didn't have it because I had a Witness of Tamara.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where are the Andorian rules at?
For what it's worth, I am planning to buy up to Psi 4 soon anyway.
I mean, that would be a good idea. Where the shit are
they? It is nice to have another Psi points.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to say that Jersey has a Psi of 6. So we will let him into the calculation. So we've got a 4. Hold on. No. Yes, exciting math. Great for an actual play.
That gives us 4 even, because that brings us to 20 divided by 5.
Excellent. So that means that for basically you have 4 enhancement on each of these rolls. Cool. As you're bringing your various powers to line. So now we have to determine pushback. And I'll just go ahead and read this because I'm fairly proud of this sentence. This trait represents the forces working against the collective and their bang. One being the general ennui of society, up to 6 representing, as an example, an evil alien race who hate all teenagers and their insipid art. The Doyen are going to give you a pushback of 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that is the difficulty of each of these roles. So you need to make 6 successes minimum to pass a milestone. So given that you're only going to ever have 4 enhancement on this, you still need to make a good roll.
At least 2, yeah.
Backup is something that we're going to have to determine as you guys role play, because you are going to have to do some role playing to secure the assistance of the various other groups, you know, other bang collectives, other groups that might lend you assistance. So we'll leave that for now. And let's see here. Oh, so I'm sorry. Moments are the number of things. So the way we calculate moments are basically every member of the group, which we include Jersey in, times 2. So as a base, you have 10 moments to accomplish 12 milestones. Who all has a second dot in either Bang Artist or Wonder Root?
I do.
Both.
Okay, so those both count as an additional member. So you guys have 14 moments to achieve 12 milestones. Now, the way that you can increase this is by getting more backup. And so basically, it's more boring math. You guys can read it, but it's a good thing. I will note that the more backup you get, the more clout they eat. So that's a calculation that if you're looking to get clout, but you guys technically have enough moments to achieve this goal. You just have to make 12 out of 14 rolls.
Just to clarify, with the additional path dots, is it either or?
Yeah, it's either or. Yeah. So if
because I have 2 dots in both of the paths.
Oh, okay, so. Great. So then that is so that is 16 moments.
16 moments
that you guys have. Awesome. So 16 out. So 12 out of 16 rolls that you have to succeed. Not a bad number. But you can beef that up by getting more backup. And that can be like I said, other bang collections, other people that you're giving them. If it's something on your sheet, like a patron or a path contact that you can get on board, then it provides less of a benefit, but it does not eat up clout points. So
yeah, Marty is my my Wonderroot contact, or my my contact.
Yeah, they'll definitely apply. We'll calculate your backup score as we go up to roleplay. Cool. But I think that we can now. So what? Let's determine what our first milestone is. And as Mycelian is the one doing this, this is probably like the technical base of what's going on. How would you like to sort of start building the technical baseline of this project?
I think the first thing actually I wanted to do was get in touch with my parts dealer path contact to just like get as much gear as possible and just start refurbing and tweaking and, you know, customizing for some very unique needs that we're going to have.
Okay. So this will be a path roll. Would you like this path roll to be go towards a milestone or towards getting your path contact as backup?
I'm terrible at formulas and figuring out what would be better.
So your path roll is going to be probably going to be lower than a skill based roll because you're only going to have what path are you doing on this?
This is Bang Artist.
Okay, so that'll be 2 plus an attribute. Okay. And so you would basically this would increase the multiplier by 0.2 by getting your path contact on board.
It's probably a pretty good idea because we're going to fail a moment.
Okay. Did you make this contact better, or did you get an additional contact with that second path dot?
I didn't bother taking an additional one, so I guess I made this one better.
All right. So he will count as 2 points of free backup. So it would be it would be 0.2 twice.
Okay. Okay. So
do you want to make him as backup or do you want this to be a milestone?
I think backup.
Backup? Okay.
Backup makes more sense.
It's a path roll, so it's path rating plus an attribute.
I mean, I want to say cunning just by default.
Okay.
But
you're trying to bargain for a good deal. That's cunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the universe.
Well, I think I'm also probably trying, because this is like an old friend who is also into holographic stuff, and I think I'm probably trying to dazzle him with the ideas. Like, yeah, man, right. Check this out. You'll get comped. That's a lot of sevens. But also a 10 and a 9, so.
All right, re-roll that. Oh, so did you re-roll the 10?
The 10 and then the 9.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Yeah, he's on board. He's like, you're putting on a real big show?
Yeah, my sibling, it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen. It's going to be like inhaling stained glass that's also the fabric of the universe.
I mean, you always describe shit in that weird way, but I'm fucking down.
And it's always true. You'll have front row seats, I guarantee you. Just give me the best and the most interesting stuff that you can lay hands on, and I'll make it sing.
All right, you got it. So you now have secured him as backup. So apply the 0.2 multiplier twice. Add 0.4 to your multiplier. So that's 5 times 2.4. All right. So that's secured. Do you want to try and achieve a milestone?
Why not?
Okay.
I think probably it's like while everyone is over at Sophia's and having a very beautiful moment, Mice, like cut to Mice in the workshop, just surrounded by thousands of parts, just
it's kind of real mad scientist scene of like flashing
just sending off pulses of photokinesis left
cool
and right.
All right, so yeah, like you're bringing in your photokinesis, bringing in your electrokinetic abilities, like throwing in bits of Quanta Kinesis to convert things here and there. But yeah, so I would say that this is going to be a technology role.
Will the jury rigging specialty apply?
It absolutely will. So this is a 6 difficulty roll, and you have 4 enhancement, plus whatever other enhancement you guys get on this.
Just assume at any point you're going to make one of these rolls, Puka, that I'm just doing lose yourself in the background.
Perfect. I also want to ask, because I have some edges that I feel like might apply here, either artistic talent or Eyes on the Prize killer show.
Artistic talent won't apply, and the Eyes on the Prize.
I guess it's the building part.
Yeah. Killer show. I think that applies to that will apply to the premiere, that sort of stuff. Because hold on. Let me review what Eyes on the Prize does. If you just want to tell me.
Yeah. Wonder Root has a dedication to making it big in the bang scene, no matter what sci-fi bullshit the world throws at them. And then once per session per quirk, add your dot rating and enhancement to a quirk-related role. So I just have 1 dot for putting on a killer show.
Yeah, you can add that.
All right. So I'm coming at this with 1 enhancement from that. And then is 4 enhancement from the...
4 enhancement from your source rating.
All right. Okay. So that's 3 with a 10. So 3 successes plus 5 enhancement.
Okay. You hit that difficulty.
6 enhancement. Sorry. Forgot about the specialty.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. What, is that special specialty injury in technology?
Yes.
Yeah. Then the specialty doesn't apply because it only applies across skills.
Okay. All right.
But still, you got enough to hit the difficulty. So, 1 of 12 milestones before putting this show on is achieved. You were down to 15 moments.
When everyone comes back to the crash pad, Mice is going to be like, I've built this thing. It has no name. Let us use it.
So we will come back to the Sophia's living space. While Frankie has gone, are you going like outside in the hallway? Or are you just going into another room? Where are you going to take this call?
Frankie just steps to the side. She doesn't think it's going to be like a long call. So she just kind of steps over to the side of the room.
Okay. It is a video call that's coming in. It's not just like a normal phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll kind of angle herself where they can't see the other people in the room. She goes, Frankie here. What's up?
Oh, Frankie, darling. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Chilling. What's
awesome.
Going on?
Awesome. How's your career going? Your bang stuff?
Fine. Working on a show. What's going on?
Oh, you got to get me in on that. I love your little shows.
Okay. I'll see if I can't figure out something for that to happen.
Actually, that's kind of related to what I'm calling you about. I think that little thing, that little underground thing, that party that we went to a little bit ago. You remember that?
Am I forgetting something?
Like our show?
Like the one we put on?
You don't remember. You remember specifically keeping her away from that show. But, yeah. You know, you've been to parties, like, in the past that she might be talking about.
Do you mean, like, Robbie's party?
I don't know. You know, it was such a chaotic night. There was so much going on. It was definitely, like, one of the, like, the real, real skeezy places that, you know, sometimes we would go to. It's just, I've been going through some of my stuff, and I think something of mine you ended up with.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know, it's just you know, one of the little little tchotchkes, little mementos, you know, just something that's kind of important to me. I think like we switched jackets at one point, and I don't know. I think you ended up with something that belongs to me.
Okay, I mean, I can go and take a look and see, but I don't remember that. What are you looking for?
Oh, you know, it's just like this very shiny little bauble. You know, it's kind of old, kind of dingy. But you know, I definitely want to get my hands back on it. Give me an empathy roll.
Yeah, shit, this bitch is talking about the gold coin, isn't she? I go look at my empathy. let's see here. Empathy. My empathy is... Oh, my empathy is 2. All right. So I guess I will use my cunning empathy.
Sure.
As my new setup, I forgot to pull my dice out. So if I quickly Google a dice roller, don't mind me. So let's see here. 2 plus that would be 5. So that's 2 successes and re-rolling a 10. 2 successes.
Something's off. Like, there's an intensity that's sort of building in her. And you're definitely getting the sensation that she's, whatever she's talking about, she's not actually talking about.
Okay. Yeah, Frankie, you probably see Frankie kind of like look down at her phone curiously for a moment, and she just kind of leans back against the wall. She goes, "All right, so what's going on?"
She says, "Well, you know, I've been taking care of your father for a bit. You heard that, right?"
I heard you had moved in. What's going on? Like, are you okay? Is something wrong?
Oh, I'm fine. It's just, you know, your father, he's just been hanging around. I think he's really worried about you.
Okay. Are you all right?
Like I said, I'm fine. I just really want what's mine.
Oh, okay. Can I help with that in some way? You look real pissed.
She says, "Yeah. Yeah, I'm real pissed."
Okay.
"You took something from me, Francine." And her voice is audibly changing.
What did I take? Because if you're talking about Jimmy, I didn't take him.
She says, "I am in no mood for games." And she angles her phone up, and you see your father suspended in the air, motionless, and just like kind of like swaying from side to side.
You want to explain to me exactly what the fuck's going on? As you literally see Frankie's face like change as she just narrows her eyes.
She angles the phone back down, and there's like this pale yellow glow emanating from her eyes. And she says, "Your father will be the first to have his mind destroyed if you do not return the apostate. We know you, Francine Valentine. We know you. And your family will be harrowed if we do not have our little brother returned." And that's where we're going to take our break.
Oh, shit.
Did you have that on speaker? Could we hear that?
Yeah, actually, she'd have it on speaker.
All right.
She didn't think it was very rude. Yeah, she didn't think it was an important conversation.
Well, it sure was, but we'll get back to that in a little bit.
Yeah, yep. All right.
Welcome back to Simulacra Studios presents Trinity Continuum Aeon Lunar Rocks. When last we left our punks on the moon, Frankie was in the middle of a very intense phone call. What are you doing in this moment after the possessed Maria has given her ultimatum of return the apostate, or dire consequences will come on your family?
Frankie just kind of looks at her phone, and she just kind of like glances up towards first Hannah and then Bram, and then
and
back
his mouth toward Jersey, of course. But
right, and she looks back at her phone and she goes, I see.
She says, you will come to Luna Park. You'll be guided to an appropriate place where we will apprehend the apostate.
Guided how? Because I don't like people in my head, and I damn sure ain't gonna let you in my head.
What makes you think you have a choice?
I'm real fucking stubborn.
Then your stubbornness will be the downfall of your family.
She just sort of like twitches her head, and you see, because she's angled the phone back down, your father just drops behind her, like dead weight onto the floor. He says, "I have no time for witty banter. Come and bring what is ours, or your suffering will be legendary." And then the phone disconnects.
Han, everything okay?
She's kind of like looking at her phone, and she's kind of like, you know, just casually hits the hang up button. Hits it again. Hits it a third time. Like she's on autopilot as her brain's trying to process what she just saw. And then just kind of sticks it in her pocket.
So are we in a hostage situation? Did I hear that right?
Mm-hmm. She just kind of says, nodding. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, glad one of us knows how to kill him.
Yeah.
So, did you recognize where they were? Like,
yeah, that's my house.
So, let's go there now and I'll fucking kill him.
I don't know if we'll be let in.
I mean, two scions and two scions and a reality bender, they ain't got much in the way of opposing us if they want to, you know?
I mean, I'm not really much of a scion at the moment, I don't think. But, yeah. I try and charm them.
No, you're right. You, I point to you, Hannah, need to make sure that she gets somewhere safe. I say pointing to my mom. Because if they know, if they're coming for...
I'll take her back to the safe house, and then I'll go collect my psyllium and let them know what's happening.
And I turn to Sophia, who, you know, I don't know how much she has heard of any of this, but like
the whole conversation.
I mean, she's heard it, but she's also like just been through like a physically and emotionally exhausting experience. So she's like
kind of out of it.
She's a little bit out of it, but she's definitely concerned about what she heard. She's like, "What? I don't. I'm trying to follow this. What's going on? Is this?"
I'll kneel down and hold both of her hands in mine. And have I revealed to her that I got out?
You had that conversation.
Okay. Like, as I'm holding her, like, the brass ring kind of, like, digs into her hand. Ma? There's more, but I figure 6 big revelations are probably all you can take right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I love you, and I want to try and keep you safe. So Hannah's going to take you to a safe house of mine, and I don't want you opening the door for nobody that ain't us. Nobody. Okay?
Okay. I thought you'd gotten out of this life.
It ain't the old life anymore.